Hey, how's it going? It's Keith Townsend from the CTOAdvisor.com with another CTO dose from the show floor or Interop ITX. I have with me Scott Lowell, a HEP deal.
Yep.
HEPTIO.
Yep.
And that's .com to get to the website.
Yeah, yeah. Right? HEPTIO.com if you want to visit the website.
Absolutely. Okay. So, Scott, we're going to get right into it. You are extremely well known in the virtualization community. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have grown up on Mastering vSphere. What was it? You ran it up until about 5.5?
Mastering vSphere 4, Mastering vSphere 5, and then at the 5.5 series, I kind of handed it off to others.
Yeah. So I have the book on the shelf. When I did the Virtualized Geek website, that was like one of my first blog posts reviewing the 5.0 book. So you've made a pretty good career out of virtualization.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, you've made this shift to HEPTIO completely. I don't want to say completely different technology. It's all enterprise tech. Mm-hmm. But why the change?
So, you know, over the last few years, I had been telling folks that they needed to sort of move out of their silo, right?
Right.
You know, I launched this podcast called the Full Stack Journey Podcast, right? And although the name, you know, is a bit controversial and has some certain connotations, the idea being that, look, if you're down in the stack working on infrastructure, you need to start moving up the stack. If you're at the top of the stack and you're looking only at applications, you need to understand how infrastructure is working. If you're a storage person, you need to look at networking. Networking needs to look at compute. Compute needs to look at all of it. I mean, you know, you just need to mix it up. You need to be sure to broaden your view, stop being very, very, you know, sort of myopic, if you will,
right,
about what you're looking at and kind of take a bigger picture look. It's not just on-premises. It's not just public cloud. It's all of this stuff. And people need to start taking a more holistic view of all of this, right?
Right.
And so challenging people to get out of their comfort zones, to learn something new, to embrace some developer workflows, to, you know, these kind of things, right? And you saw that reflected in sort of my writing and my blog post where I was looking at some new technologies. And, you know, you could use cloud native as a term if you wanted to, whatever, that's fine, right? But it came to a point where I was like, you know, look, I've been doing VMware stuff for 15 years, right? And you're right, I've been very successful and I'm very thankful for the opportunities I've had and the people that I've met, such as yourself and others, right? Great, great community.
Right.
But I need to apply those lessons to my own career as well.
Yeah.
I need to make sure.
Putting your walking the talk.
Right. And you know, and I've done that before,
yes,
right? Not
to
pat myself on the back, but to say, you know, look, you need to push yourself. And so I started embracing those other technologies, but I needed to take a step out and say, you know, I've had a great successful career, but I need to make sure that I am constantly challenging myself, constantly moving on. And when I looked at what could I do that would make sense, I looked at the shape of what containers are doing to the industry, how people are looking at containers and how it's fundamentally altering how we develop software, how we deploy software. And then from that, it kind of became obvious to me that the container runtime is a little too low.
Right.
And instead, I need to kind of move up above the container runtime and really look at container orchestration that is very application aware, right? And that's kind of where Kubernetes falls in, right?
Yeah.
Is doing this container orchestration and being away, providing this sort of, you know, cloud provider agnostic, infrastructure agnostic API for developing and deploying distributed cloud native applications.
That
made the sense to me.
There's an argument that you can give a developer a Kubernetes, an account towards a Kubernetes cluster, and he can just consume your infrastructure via Kubernetes and make some incredibly portable and effective technologies. A lot of PaaS-like features, Kubernetes is in the PaaS, but a lot of PaaS-like features in Kubernetes. So
right.
Very powerful abstraction.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that was what drew me there, is saying, you know, this is a kind of platform that has the kind of staying power and the kind of influence to really shape the industry. And I think, and maybe I'm, you know, thinking too highly of myself, but I think that I've been effective in taking new technologies and helping it make more consumable by others, like kind of breaking it down
right,
so other people can begin to move on that journey as well. And so it felt like this was the right place for me to be. I'm at the cusp of a big change we're going to see in the industry. I'm able to help others consume, help others on their journey, and in so doing, challenge myself and grow as well.
So there's no secret. Every technology company, especially if you're a traditional technology company, it's odd that we're calling VMware a traditional company.
Right.
That, like,
yeah.
Virtualization, I still remember my first vMotion.
Oh, yeah.
So that, you know,
oh, yeah.
It's hard to believe we're talking in VMware in these traditional senses. But VMware is not asleep at the wheel when it comes to containers. It's a different model for them. They're doing some good works. But what did you see in HEPTIO that made you think, you know what? Two speeds. I always say, I've always said that VMware moves at the speed of the CIO, which may not always be fast enough.
Right.
What about Hiptio made you say, you know what, these guys, this startup coming from very comfortable 18,000 person organization to 55, maybe 60 at this point of the, when this published video organization, what made you take the risk on Hiptio?
Right, right. So there's a couple things. One, you know, I approach this as the next sort of the next step in my career, the next step of my own personal development, my own personal evolution, my own journey, right? I hadn't done a startup before. And so I was pretty determined I want to go to an early stage, relatively early stage startup. I mean, Hiptio's done Series B, so we're not super early, but early enough,
Enough,
at 60 people. I want to do an early startup because I feel like there's important lessons that I can learn there, not only in how I handle things and how I work in a fast-paced environment, but how I can help others, how I can improve my own skills as a leader, not necessarily a manager, but as a leader,
right?
Those sorts of things. And so it was important for me to make sure that I did do that, right? So that's part of it. Second part of it was the pedigree of the people who were there, right? Founded by Craig McLucky and Joe Beda, who came out of Google, who were two of the folks who launched Kubernetes while they were at Google. An amazing collection of folks who have experience across cloud native technologies and enterprise technologies, including, you know, former Kubernetes operators who were operating Kubernetes clusters at their own organization before coming on board. There's just a wealth of experience, and I felt like this was a great place where I could go bring my own unique skill set, right, that I've cultivated over the last, you know, 20 years in the industry, whatever, and then also learn from them while also sharing that information to them. So a couple different things that kind of drew me there. Finally, the last thing was, and I know some marketing person in Seattle is going to be super happy when I say this, but when I kind of cast out, like, I think Kubernetes is the right place for me to be, what company seems synonymous to Kubernetes with me? And it actually was Hiptio.
All right. So, Scott, I'd love to keep you all day talking about the careers. We've done presentations on, like, the need to step out and do something different. We're both actually doing something different. I'm doing the CTO advisor full time.
I know, right?
You've made a huge career move, so... We're both faithful, so praying for you.
Absolutely, and likewise.
All right. Until then, until the next time I talk to you, follow me on the web at CTO Advisor. As if you don't know where to follow Scott at, Scott.
So on Twitter at Scott_Lowe or my website blog.scottlowe.org.
Talk to you next CTO Dose.